Welcome to Hometown Highlights, where we sit down with professionals, business owners, and community members. There are so many unique and incredible stories in the individuals and businesses that surround us every day. Here on Hometown Highlights, we bring attention to these stories and bring them to the spotlight. We also want to thank our sponsors at Hitchings Insurance. We appreciate their support in creating this podcast. Now, let's jump into the conversation.
We want to welcome you to another episode of Hometown Highlights. We have a special guest today. It's our first guest from Buffalo, which we're really excited about. First one, man. So we have Mo Badger. He's part of the Singing Cops. He's been on Ellen's show. He's part of the Amazing Race, and his day job is a police officer. So somebody that is really important to society, to Buffalo, to the United States. So Mo, how are you doing today?
I am doing awesome. I think my most important job is being a father of four, though, and a grandfather. Yeah. So, you know, I mean, like, I think, you know, just to be blessed with a beautiful wife, four great children, and a beautiful family, you know, I'm always good. I'm always great. So I appreciate being on here. This is an honor. I'm the first one from Buffalo. I love to make history. I made history once again.
Yes, you did. And I think, Dom, you could correct me, but I think this is our first police officer as well.
Yeah,
that is correct. We're on a roll. Let's keep it going.
You're on a roll. So, four kids, police officer, nationally known singer now, which is really cool. So
it is cool.
Yeah, we're happy to have you, Mo. Dom, my co-host, how are you doing today?
Good. I'm doing excellent, Ryan.
Awesome. Mo, let's start out with some easy ones, some icebreakers. Are you an iPhone or an Android user?
iPhone all day, man. iPhone, iPad, MacBooks, everything.
Well, that was my next question. So he's got it all. So yeah. Probably got a watch as well then, huh? Yep. Steve Jobs would be really proud of you.
The 44.
All right. Are you a morning or a night person?
It doesn't matter to me. I just long as it's important enough for me to be up, I'm always ready to rise to the occasion. It's not a big deal.
Okay. Well, you probably know this is coming. You're from Buffalo. What's the best wing stop in the whole community?
Man, we have some. It depends on what you're looking for. We have like Barbill, which is it's a little tangier. We have Lenovo's, which they're known for their barbecue on the pit. Then we have just a bunch of little spots, you know, like some of the best spots you'll find. I can go to a corner store and get some of the best wings you'll find. It's just Buffalo. So it's just a hub for great food, to be honest with you.
Yep. Yeah, I played college ball here at a local school, Tiffin University, and we had a tournament up in Buffalo, so we got to experience some of that food. That was clear back like 2006, I guess it would have been. We played in a holiday tournament over there. We went to Niagara Falls and did the whole thing. It was awesome over
there. Do you remember where you went to eat?
To be honest, no, I don't. I mean, we were there for 3 days, so there was a number of different joints. But, I really liked – obviously, it was cold then. It was wintertime, but it was cool – it was cool to get over there and be part of it. So, I do have a little Buffalo. And the other – I have a Buffalo connection. I actually – Micah Hyde.
Yeah.
But he played at the same school that I did. We graduated from Fostoria Senior, and I actually was a little bit of his coaching – for basketball when he was in eighth grade. I was a senior and he was an eighth grader. And then his brother played on my team, Marcus, who actually played at Michigan State football. Very good.
Wow.
Athletes and good kids in general. But yeah, so that's a connection you would know. You've probably met, I think you were on the field. You probably met him.
Oh yeah. I've met Micah a few times. Real cool dude.
So that's cool. He's a good kid. He comes from a good family. And
He seemed like a really nice guy. Yeah. I know some of the players a little bit better than others. Micah doesn't come out much, you know, when we do events and stuff. But I mean, like, you know, like now, like philanthropy, like he does like stuff with Boys and Girls Club. I've done some stuff with him and stuff like that. Yep. He's very involved with that. But just being on the scene, he's kind of low-key.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, he's got the Imagine for Youth Foundation. He puts on, you know, my son's participating. He does a local football camp too here for his foster community. He sells that thing out. You like have to sign in, and like the first 5 minutes, it's done. It's 500 participants. for young kids. So he usually brings a couple. He had a guy down from the Lions last year, a buddy of his, and he'll bring some guys out and kind of help. So it's cool for the kids to be in their presence and learn from them. So yeah, you guys can relate there running the nonprofit stuff. So Dom, I'll let you take over and let's run through the story.
Yeah. So our goal here on the podcast is just to kind of share, you know, your story, Mo, specifically, you know, with you and Mike with the Singing Cops. And, you know, here on the Hometown Highlights podcast, we just have a strong emphasis on the community and, you know, those positive, whether it is, you know, we're located here in Ohio, you know, you're in Buffalo, wherever your community is, you know, those businesses, individuals, nonprofits, and what they're doing to benefit those that are around them daily. So we just kind of want to share your story. And again, you know, just to mimic Ryan said, appreciate your time for jumping on as well. So first question, the hard hitting question, Singing Cops, when did, for you personally, you know, to go before kind of the national fame, when did you start singing? You know, how, like, did you have lessons? Like, take me through, I guess, the singing part of it, but then also then the cop aspect as well. How long have you been a police officer for?
Well, I got into singing. It kind of, you know, just happened because I am a pastor's son in a church. So, you know, I didn't really, you know, like, never really had a choice. It kind of just something I did a little bit. But I grew up playing the drums in church. And then as, you know, time went on, we had like a vacant space in our worship team. And my mom was like, Mo, why don't you try it? I'm like, I don't know. I really don't sing like that. And I started doing it. And it kind of, you know, took a lot of people liked it for some reason. I don't think I'm a great singer, but a lot of people appreciate it. And then I wound up signing to Air Fire Records, which was a subsidiary of Sony. So yeah, I did that in 2006. So, you know, like I've been on like iTunes and stuff like that since like 2007, when you had to like be on a major label to even get on iTunes. So.
In the police officer role then, how long have you been cop for?
7 years, 7 years.
Okay. Yeah. Awesome. So it sounds like, did you kind of have like a career in music then before?
Me and my wife in the group traveled for about 5 years, just full-time music.
Cool.
And then, you know, I started having kids and, you know, there's not a great 401k or, you know, pension system for singers, you know, and I made a living, which was a decent living, but it just wasn't good enough for me to have that sustained wealth. You know what I mean? You know, over time. So, you know, I just had to make a decision to come off the road and grow up and, you know, get a job. And who would ever thought me getting a job would turn into this?
That's cool.
Pretty wild. I mean, I've been watching videos, just reading up on you guys. Like, you were on the Ellen Show and The Amazing Race, and your interviews are awesome. You guys are extremely talented. But it's cool that the fact that you guys are police officers and you've combined that into helping your community with the young people too. So we can kind of talk about that, but
yeah,
you know, it's really neat to see where the journey is taking you. Just be, you know, you say you started when you're 5 years old because you're a pastor's son. I mean, that's how it all started. And then you kind of just took it from there, which is, it's just really cool, you know?
Yeah. I mean, we always say, man, you know, all this stuff kind of happened organically. Like, you know, my dad and his dad were friends. My mom and his mom were friends. We didn't know this until, you know, we got really close. Well, we knew about our dads, but our moms knew each other. They grew up around the corner on Northampton from each other. So it was just crazy, you know, how everything came together, like, you know, full circle. And then I known Mike since he was probably 13, 14 years old. And so that's over 20 years. And I never knew he could sing until we became partners, you know, so.
Yeah. Now, were you just sitting in the police car, just like listening to the radio, and you just started like belting out a song and you're like, whoa, you can actually sing. Is that how that happened?
Well, what happened was we were playing basketball and like he hit a note, like playing around. I'm like, hold on, Mike, hold on. What was that? He was like, no, it was nothing. There was nothing. I'm like, Mike, you can sing. And I always tell people, like, he has a more natural singing voice than mine. His natural voice, just without any training, is better than mine, without a doubt. I just, you know, put more time in and learned and, you know, took lessons and things like that. But just his overall raw voice is he has a natural falsetto, natural low register. He's just a really talented guy.
Interesting.
So the clip that kind of got you guys with your national fame, if I'm correct, it was kind of, it was the Thinking Out Loud clip that it looked like it was in a restaurant.
Yeah, it was at Salsarita's.
Okay.
That's Sausaritas.
So you had a clip. So I guess I'm interested, you know, obviously this is the, you know, the person holding the camera is kind of encouraging you guys to sing, but were you guys, you know, especially once you found out both of you could sing, like, were you guys creating like fun YouTube videos, the two of you, or like, how did this person, I guess, even know?
No, like,
you guys
know
locally in your community as like, yeah, those are two cops and they sing really well. Right. Or like, how did they even like get that initial video?
So to this day, we've never put up content for like the singing cops. Like, that's never been our thing. But like, you know, people just caught us, like, we sung in Sausaritas. And then before that, we had a video that went semi-viral. We were singing in where were we at? The barbershop. And that wind up going viral, which led into that. So, yeah, so it's been a crazy ride.
So what was it like, I guess, even initially after that video then? So once that video blows up and it goes viral, you know, obviously then shortly after, like, I mean, at what point, how long did it take you then until, like, you know, Ellen reached out to you? You guys went on the Ellen Show, or like, you know, what was it like immediately after? And once you started getting interviews and getting people to contact you, and it's like, we're just singing, and this was just a video that just happened to blow up online.
Yeah, I mean, it, like I said, you know, we always, you know, kind of get a testimony that it was always organic. Like, none of this was planned. It was like, you know, people coming to like, how do you get on Ellen? How do you make it on the Inside Edition? How do you make it on CBS National News? I'm like, when you find out, let me know. Because I'll be able to tell people and make a lot of money, because they'll believe me when I tell them. But we really have no idea. You know, it was something where, you know, it organically happened. And, you know, we're really appreciative. It was really our city. You know, Buffalo's a really tight-knit city that really supports anything that comes out of Buffalo. And, you know, when they started sharing and sharing and sharing, and then people from all over the nation that were from Buffalo took pride in what we were doing. And they shared it. And then all of a sudden Ellen got a hold of it. And Ellen, you know, she's kind of like, you know, Oprah, when she puts her touch on it, you know, it tends to go. And then that's when all these shows, like, we got reached out. I mean, literally like 10 shows reached out to us to, you know, to come on after that.
Was that, you know, once these shows started reaching out, like, both of you, as Ryan kind of alluded to, you know, you and Mike both have bright personalities, you know, kind of radiate positivity. Like, have you guys really enjoyed this process and enjoyed, you know, these interviews and kind of notoriety?
Yeah, me and Mike, I mean, by nature, we're just hams. We love to have fun. And, you know, it's just not like we don't just do this in front of the cameras. Like, literally, we're rolling, laughing at each other, making jokes at each other, singing, competing against each other, just out of fun, like, in our normal lives. So, you know, people just wind up catching it on the camera, but that's what we do, you know. So we're always having fun.
That's cool. So how's it been then, like, since that, since you're now labeled as the singing cops, like, in right. the Buffalo community, like, you know, with those people around, like, has it changed at all, or everyone still just knows you guys as Mo and Mike?
It's changed a lot, because the people that know us, it really hasn't changed. You know what I'm saying? They laugh at us, make fun of us. Look at this singing cop. You know, but those are our friends and family. But people that don't know us, it's like when and it's kind of funny, because like, they'll meet us and I'm like, oh, you know, like, relax, you know, I'm just a police officer. It's not a big deal, you know. But I'll go to a call, and you know, like, I had a call the other day, and we're on the call, and, you know, they say, oh, we need you back in the office because there's something serious going on. So I'm like, what's going on? So I go back into the office, leaving, you know, when I was about to leave, and they're like, can we get a picture? I was like, oh, yeah. So, and that type of stuff happens all the time. So, you know, we're actually kind of used to it now. But at first, it kind of took us, you know, took us back a little bit to really be, you know, kind of acknowledged kind of much everywhere we go. I mean, we're in Portugal, and on the Amazing Race, and people recognize us, which was really weird. You know what I mean?
I'm sure that is a surreal moment for you.
Yeah, it is.
So I kind of want to transition a little bit and talk about, you know, the organization that you are a part of and founded, the COPS, mm-hmm. the two S's. Mm-hmm. I guess, can you share with our audience a little bit about that organization and what it is and what your guys' heart is behind that?
Yeah. COPSS, Children Overcoming Police Stereotypes Through Sports. That was something that Mike, our partner Todd, and myself came up with just to, you know, do more work in the community, just to touch these kids' lives and show them that, first of all, we're not against you. We're here to protect you. And second, to break down those barriers and some of those divides that are in between us and our community. So, and we felt like, you know, one of the big ways that we were able to be, you know, impacted as kids were through sports. You know, we, I mean, to this day, some of our most influential pieces in our life have been, you know, coaches. I'm sure, Ryan, with you playing sports, you know how that is. I don't know whether you played, Dom, but like, you know, our coaches, man, are everything, especially in the inner city, man. Like, you know, those coaches become father figures and many other things to us. So we just felt like, man, that's a way we can get a way to get in, and then we can impact them other ways through that.
I love that. That's awesome. And that's cool that you guys use, you know, your interest in the avenue of sports to be able to connect to these kids, you know, as mentors, as, you know, adults, but then also as police officers as well. You know, just to be able to bridge that gap.
I'd have to, Dom is a college athlete as well, Mo, just to let you know.
Nice.
So he has the same.
Dom,
kind of
what did you play?
So I was a runner. I ran cross country and track. And in high school, I played basketball as well, but collegiate level.
Sweet.
Just ran in circles.
Oh, man, that's what's up. I mean, like, you know, I wind up not playing college just because I had a daughter young. So, like, I really went and got a job, but I had an opportunity to play Division II basketball. Mike played overseas, and he also played at Coppin State. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, like, and so both of us are really still into basketball. Like, I'm still playing at 40 and over. I just won the championship. I had like 40 in one of the playoff games. So I'm still like, I mean, I love sports. I think there's, you know, some international languages, you know, that you don't have to know how to speak that language to still come together and bond. And that's music and sports. And that's two things that we use to bond with people.
Yeah. I mean, I got to imagine you've already seen a positive change, right? With just your guy, you're using your platform, your nonprofit and your day job to like strengthen your community. You've had to have seen change already, right?
Definitely. Definitely. I see, you know, just, you know, from kids running away from us or, you know, I mean, literally sticking their middle finger up at us or, you know, when we walk by spitting on the ground, you know, that type of stuff.
Crap, yeah.
To now, you know, we're getting embraced and, you know, kids, you know, I actually, a quick 20-second story. I had a kid that I almost arrested, you know, a few years ago that, you know, really, I mean, called me every name in the book, disrespected me. And I saw him in a corner store and he came up to me and said, you know, I apologize. I didn't realize, you know, what you guys were trying to do when you were talking to me. And, you know, I disrespected you just because of what I dealt with police before. And that wasn't towards you. It shouldn't have been towards you guys. But I saw you on the Ellen show. I saw you on these things. Mm-hmm. And I see what you're trying to do in the community. And I really respect it. And I thank you for what you're doing. So, I mean, that's what it's all about for us.
It's pretty darn near to hear. It's really interesting to hear that, how the perspective has changed just because of your platform. It's good that this is all happening, right?
Yeah, so now, that's awesome.
You know, they can, hey, we got to, you know, we're going to do this event. We're going to have a basketball tournament or whatever it may be. Like, we are humans. We're here to protect you and not be an enemy to you. So I don't know. I mean, it's the best thing you guys could have done, in my opinion, is form that nonprofit to really take away that, just that cloud of negativity that people have for no reason. Towards
that stigma is real, man. That stigma is definitely real. And that's what we've been trying to tear down. And we have a lot of work to do. But I mean, the thing is, like, if I can just reach one or two kids, like, you know, like, there's even been things that, you know, a lot of people say, you know, since, you know, we, you know, kind of came on the scene, there's been an influx of, you know, more Black officers, well, Black young men and women trying to become officers. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's all worth it, man. It's just amazing to us.
That's cool. And that's awesome, like you shared as well, that, you know, like, this was an organization you guys started in 2016. And then, you know, you had this national phenomenon with Singing Cops. But then now just be able to, like, obviously still impact these kids, but then see, and, you know, you briefly shared there about just how that has changed the impact of how people view that organization, specifically you and Mike and, you know, an organization, but then as police officers as a whole in general. That's awesome.
Yes, sir. It's really been awesome and amazing. And it's a humbling experience because we understand that, you know, I mean, anybody can, not anybody, but there's a lot of people that they could have chosen to be spokespeople and really, you know, push into the forefront in this area. And they chose us. So we take that, you know, we're so humbled to be chosen by our community.
Awesome.
And it's not just Buffalo you're helping. I mean, it's communities all across the nation and probably foreign nations, honestly, that can look to you guys as role models and can understand your side of the fence and how you protect people and protect the law and just give you guys the respect that you deserve and change the communities positively, you know. So it's not just Buffalo, in my opinion, that you're helping and you're using your platform in the correct way. So it's awesome to see. I'm so glad we got to connect and share your story here. So.
No, definitely, man. I'm always honored and humbled to, you know, be asked to kind of tell my story.
So looking at, I guess, the you know, we've talked about kind of the past, talked about where you are at currently, you know, with this organization, looking towards the future, then like what does, you know, as far, I guess you briefly mentioned, you know, you guys aren't really creating content, but what does the future, I guess, look for, you know, for the Singing Cops, for you and Mike, then even for the organization as well?
Yeah. So we're you know, hopefully, you know, a lot of what we do as an organization is predicated on, you know, COVID not being around because it deals with groups of kids and things like that. So it's been tough to do it over the last 2 years, but we're hoping, you know, as you know, the numbers go down, that we'll be able to do some of the things that we started off doing. Mike right now is getting prepared for to be part of like Mr. Olympia. Like he's a professional bodybuilder. He has his first event in 16 weeks, I believe. So, you know, I mean, like, you know, he's going full blast, you know. So, you know, I'm sure he'll love to come out here and do something eventually. But he's just seriously focused on that right now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that is awesome. That's cool. And yeah, we're excited to see, you know, like again, as Ryan shared, how the organization, hopefully, you know, once we do pass this, the COVID aspect and things, how the organization can continue back to the way it was before and continue to grow and continue to make that impact on your community,
yeah,
those residents around you and specifically the youth that are around you guys every day.
Yeah, I mean, and on my end, I have a couple albums about to drop, gospel and, you know, like a hip hop-ish album as well. So I'm looking forward to that, you know, just, you know, dropping some music and, you know, probably doing a little touring, you know, with that as well. So, you know what I mean? Like, you know, we're staying busy for sure.
Nice. Awesome. You have a release date or an expected release date for the album?
The first CD, well, first release, we don't really call them CDs anymore, but the first EP should be out in the next like 3 weeks.
Okay.
I did it with myself and a gentleman named Fonz Carter. He's a rapper and I sing and we just do like positive music. We don't really call it any type of genre, but it's just positive music.
Nice.
So that should be out in the next 3 weeks or so. We're about to start shooting the videos and get the content up there very soon.
Cool. That's awesome. We'll for sure keep an eye out for that.
I appreciate
that
it.
New music.
Yes.
So kind of as we wrap up the show here then, so again, the whole time we were focused on the community and, you know, specifically you and Mike, what you guys have been able to do for your Buffalo community. You know, what does, kind of a broad question to ask, but I guess, you know, like what does community mean to you? And again, before the national notoriety, and then even still now, like how has that community embraced you in Buffalo?
My community means everything to me. It means love, it means support. It means, you know, beating the odds. I think in our community, like, you know, young men like me and Mike are supposed to be a statistic a lot of times. And we've beat the odds to become not only you know, young men that made it past the age of, that a lot of our friends don't make it by, but also to be positive influences, you know. So community to me means everything. I'm involved in my church as well. I'm a worship pastor at my church still to this day. Still, you know, I speak once or twice a month at my church. So I'm very involved just in community in general. So community is everything to me, to be honest with you.
It's awesome. Well, Mo, we appreciate your time. Appreciate you coming on here. And we love being able to share your story. I mean, just being able to highlight, you know, what you are doing in Buffalo. And just honestly, I've enjoyed just seeing your heart, you know, for the youth, for your community, and those people that are around you and surround you every single day.
Man, I appreciate it, man. I thank you guys for the work you're doing. I got to read up on you guys. Keep doing the great work, you know, and highlighting those positive things. And I'll probably be down in Cleveland this week. I'm gonna come down for the All-Star game. So nice. Hey, if you guys are around, hit me up.
I will do that. That's awesome. All right. Safe travels and enjoy your time in the great state of Ohio. It. And we'll catch you around, and hopefully we cross paths at some point. We can
definitely
participate in one of your events with the kids. I'd love to.
We would love that.
That'd be awesome. Thanks for coming on, and we'll let you get back to your day job. I think you're getting ready to go back to work, right?
Yeah, about to go back to work. Took a quick lunch. Go ahead and get back to work and see. Make sure that these streets are safe and our kids are safe. You know,
awesome. Save some lives and do what you do. So that's awesome. Tell Mike we said hello and continue to do the positive thing in community. So we appreciate you.
All right. Appreciate you guys. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Mo.
This has been the Hometown Highlights Podcast. We hope you've enjoyed this conversation. For similar interviews, you can subscribe to the podcast. Thanks again to our sponsors at Hitchings Insurance. Thanks for your time, and we look forward to the next show.